million faces, each a million lies. For each and all, a crown disguise. Prompts for action, false reaction. Embody promise in a sheen so pure. Have the measure of blind ambition. The testament to your singular disease. Against all wisdom, you heed no warning. Your desires giving you away. If I could change your mind, I would save you from the path you wander. In desperation, dreams, and this soul can set you free. And I still hear you scream in every breath. In every single motion, burning in the sense of fire to set you free. Your actions turn conquest to dust, importance of fate. You foolishly place trust, sense fear in your broken breathing. Resort to shadows till your body splies. All creation has a promise of heaven. Until you travel the road to hell. I'm saying nothing for the good of myself, but I'm still talking and you're not listening. If I could change your mind, I would save you from the path you wander. In desperation, dreams, and this soul can set you free. And I still hear you scream in every breath. In every single motion, burning in the sense of fire to set you free.
Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and all that kind of stuff. And tonight's show is brought to you by myself, Nige, and we have in our kind of new semi-regular presenter, I guess, Adam.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. So you're going to be trying to turn up on a semi-regular basis to just basically help out, choose tunes and have a good old natter like normal. We haven't had you in for a few weeks yet. You were just bouncing around at the end of May, I think, start of June, and you came on as a guest.
A while ago, yeah.
It's a good couple of months ago. So yeah, we're going to see how this goes, and it should be a lot of fun in my mind. We opened the show there with VNV Nation with Chrome from Matter and Form, and we're going to just continue with the usual mix of music and chat. And we've got a huge list of stuff going on in the area at the moment. We've got new clubs opening up, we've got gigs happening, it's lots of stuff, but that'll be filled in later in the show. We're actually just going to continue now with what have I got lined up? I've got the Birthday Massacre lined up. This is an absolutely fabulous band, which I think both me and Adam saw at the Cockpit a few weeks back, and this is one of my favourite tracks. It's Video Kid. Well, it would be if it worked. Let's give the CD player a bit of a poke, shall we? No, I'm still having trouble with this. Right, third time lucky. This has got to start, honest.
everything that we can get. These are the new times. It's an image made. Far more is to come. These are the new times. It's an image made. Far more is to come. No matter who is talking, I know you haven't found it yet. Now we're reaching out there for everything that we can. No matter who is talking, I know you haven't found it yet. Now we're reaching out there for everything, everything, everything. Out there,
I will follow.
Now we're reaching out there.
Everything.
Now we're reaching out there.
Okay, you're listening to Dax Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there Psyche with Absolute, and before that we had the Birthday Massacre with the Video Kid. A couple of kind of nice synthy electronic tracks that I, to be honest, really quite like. And we have Psyche coming up playing a gig soon, hopefully in the area. I think they're supporting XPQ21 in Sheffield in a month or so's time. So that should be something good to look forward to. And of course, XPQ21 are great showmen themselves anyway, so that should be a fantastic gig. But we'll go into more details about that nearer the time, because it's a bit away yet. But talking of gigs, I'm just going to run down the gigs and club nights in the local area for the next couple of weeks. And this is going to take ages, because we have just a big list. There's so much going on. Club-wise, I'll just go through in date order, actually, because, to be honest, it's just going to be chaotic trying to work out any other way. Tonight, on Thursday the 14th of September, we have Rhombus and Black Jackson and the Saints playing the Gasworks here in Bradford. That's going to be a free gig. I'm not sure about the details of that, but you should be able to find out more on www.rhombus-rock.com. Following that, on Saturday, we have the busy Saturday of the month, we have Black Veil in the Pack Horse in Leeds. It's goth, death rock, electro, all kinds of goth. That's pub hours, so that's 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. £2.50 on the door. More information at blackveil.alwayscrashing.org. And that is also it can be used as a pre-Wendy House pubbage type thing, because it's also the Wendy House on Saturday the 16th of September. So Wendy House at Leeds University, huge club night. We have the Big Room, which is 80s alternative goth, and we have the more electronic industrial hard dance room of Mutate that's upstairs in, I believe, a new venue called Pulse.
That's the one, yeah. Yeah. I think it's smaller now as well than it used to be, and well, at least it won't quite be as crushed as it was last month.
I never actually got to last month. I heard stories that it was extremely busy. It was running at reduced capacity, and that was kind of to be expected. But did you actually get along? Did you?
No, I heard the same as you, but I heard too many stories to go other way. Yeah. To think the other way.
I've not heard any specific feedback about the Pulse Room itself, but it does sound from the DJs who run that room that it's a bit better equipped than it used to be.
If it wants a little sweaty.
Yes. So hopefully the air conditioning won't break in that room, because that did a few times. I remember that. And I got far too warm. But yeah, a new reconfigured Wendy house, hopefully, and we'll all be going down there to explore how that seems. Did I go into the details of that? 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. £5 on the door. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org. Gig-wise, following that, we have on Friday the 22nd of September, Action Direct with Rhombus and Eulogy playing the Fenty in Leeds. Now, that's three fantastic bands in my books. I've had a quick listen to the latest or the new Action Direct album, and that's sounding up to be really actually very good. I'll hopefully be trying to play some of that in future shows, probably nearer the time. And we've played some Eulogy on the show, I believe, before when you were last in guesting.
We have indeed, and they should be good. They're some show. They're never anything but powerful is probably the best way to put it, but they're certainly worth getting down early to see.
Yeah, no, I'd never really listened to Eulogy much before you played them, and I was very impressed when you played them on your last appearance. Following that, we have The Cult playing Leeds University. Now that's 7:30, doors are 7:30, and the cost is £26, I thought ouch when I saw that. It's The Cult. If you're a big Cult fan, you'll be there, you probably know the gig already. But that coincides with Carpe Noctem, Bradford's well-loved goth night, is restarting, and it's restarting at a new venue on Saturday the 23rd of September at the new Beehive in Bradford. It's a usual mix of goth, industrial, EBM, alternative, and it's the cost is interesting, so I'll try and get this straight. It's the night runs from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. so it's a long night. You've got plenty of time to get there after the Cult gig if you want. It's £2 in before 10, reduced price, or £3 after. But I remember reading online that the DJ who runs that night is going to let people in with a Cult ticket stub for the reduced price. So if you go to The Cult and then come back over to Bradford, you can get in there and party till 3 a.m. For only £2 on the door, which is a bargain. And I believe the new Beehive is going to be a great venue. I haven't been in there myself yet, but the stuff online are raving about how nicely capacity it is and lots of room. But as always, more information about that night at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. And the last gig that's probably worth mentioning is a bit more of a mixture. On Tuesday the 26th of September, we have The Misfits plus Goldblade plus Devilishly Presley plus Guns on the Roof playing Leeds Met Uni. That's £15 and the doors are 7 p.m. I couldn't find a website specific for that, so Google around and you'll find some more details online about that gig. So that should all be fun. So we have loads of information about gigs and club nights. We also have some information coming up later in the show. I'm not going to go into that now because I've been talking for far too long. Stuff later in the show is we're going to actually run down about the new club in Leeds, which is kind of goth, alternative, friendly, bit of everything really, and that's called The Subculture. But more details have just come out about that, but we'll do that in a few minutes. We'll carry on actually now and go back to the tunes, because I know you lot love listening to the tunes. We've got some noisy electronic stuff here, I believe. I've not actually listened to this myself. This is one of Adam's picks. So this is Coreline, isn't it?
It is, and it's a track called Overdrive. I'll explain more about Coreline in a bit, I think.
Oh, we'll do that in the next bit, yeah. Shall we? Okay, well, here it is, Coreline. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Are you afraid of losing control? Do you believe in God? Are you afraid of losing control? Do you believe in God? Are you afraid of losing control?
Absolutely fantastic noisy stuff there. Okay, Adam, you've picked those two. Do you want to run down who we've just played?
Okay, the first one was Coraline, local boy Chris McCall, with his unique, is probably the best way to put it, brand of noise, on Infected Sound. The track called Overdrive off his album Please Keep Moving Forward, which you can buy, I believe, linked off his website, which is coraline.net.
Yeah, there's a lot of good feedback going about that album, isn't there?
Yeah, it's been getting around a bit, and I think his DJ slot at Infest didn't harm him whatsoever, mm-hmm. and he certainly shifted a few units while he was there. And the second one was the Rotosan Sample-a-thon of Belief Conversion by ESA, or Electronic Substance Abuse, as the website address goes. And that's another local boy called Jamie, who's who's been around and about for some time and has come out with an absolute blinder of an album called... What's it called now? Because I can never read it. It's off here somewhere. Devotion, Discipline and Denial. And both are now regular fixtures in my DJ sets, generally. And are both absolutely fantastic.
That's fantastic stuff, yeah. And mentioning that, you said the ESA track sampled a lot of Rotosand. We have the interview with Rotosan queued up that I managed to get backstage at Infest a few weeks back. So shall we go on play that?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay, well, we're here backstage with Gunn and Rask from Rotosan. Basically, it's a couple of hours before you're going on. And I've just got a few questions to ask you. How would you describe Rotosan's sound to someone who hasn't heard you before?
Oh, yeah, we do a lot of times, as you can imagine, because not everybody is in this electronic scene and knows about this sound. And we say it's a bit dark and uses some techno elements. That's for me, most of the time, the description. It is a kind of intense, drum-oriented, beat-oriented sound with soul. So the marriage of track and song, in a way.
Fantastic. Can you tell me what the best part of playing live is for you?
The reaction of the audience. That's something. And that's special in the UK. So this is why we really love to play in the UK.
And it's the excitement that goes with it.
How would you say the crowds compare between Europe and the UK and places like that? Is there a significant difference? Or
yes, definitely.
Yeah?
It is, yeah. In the UK we feel... the crowd is a bit more open-minded. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in a club night you hear a lot of dark electronics and then suddenly an ABBA track appears. That's unthinkable in Germany, for instance. So this is something we really like, and the crowd likes to party no other crowd that we already know is that party-oriented. and really funny and happy doing and celebrating music. So this is that's something special about the UK crowd.
Going to your last main album, I've got to ask, are you fans of Doctor Who?
You fans of Doctor Who. The Exterminate and Then It Destroy sample is not meant as a kind of homage, or however you would like to call it, to this series. Actually, it was the sample.
Mm-hmm. And the sample was there first.
Yeah.
And we had the feeling that there's a special groove in that. It's in a way, it's a shuffle groove that this sample predicts in a way. It's like shuffle beat.
Yeah. Huh?
And then the challenge for us was to find the mix between the balance between a 4-beat and a shuffle beat, and find elements like sequences that work with a shuffle and a 4-beat. And that, in a way, is the secret, or the mystery of this track for us, because you do not find often tracks that are mixing a 4-beat with shuffle beat.
Yeah.
All was inspired by the sample Exterminate, the Dalek sample.
So did you hear the sample first and then build up from
there? Actually, Gunn came with the sample. He had it on his laptop.
Ah.
In, I don't know in what kind of context, but suddenly the sample was there. And we immediately decided to make a track out of it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Goodbye was released in the middle of last year. What have you really been doing since? Have you been working on new material?
Yes, quite a lot.
Quite a lot, yes.
Is there likely to be a new album in the pipeline?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's a long pipeline, but there is a pipeline with an album in, yeah.
Are we likely to hear some of that tonight?
No, that's too early. That would be too early.
Yeah. Still not ready for live?
No. But we work on it.
When you play live, do you rework the tracks from the album versions? Do you try and make them significantly different for the live event?
Some of them. Sometimes we take out some parts that are on the album that are added live to it, mm-hmm. and sometimes we add things like intros or do some sort of long versions that are more suitable for a live situation.
And we put ourselves under the pressure in a way to change things. For instance, Christian is something interacting with the basic drums and sequences, and then I am losing orientation, or Gunther as well. Where are we in the song? Because he as a DJ is more track oriented, and sometimes he makes fun out of it for himself and for us, that we get lost in our own track. But in a way, that's the fun about it. And we had a lot of really good situations coming out of this, that breaks have been much longer than on the album and things like this. And this is, for us, it's exciting to work like this, to change it a bit, to add things, to strengthen parts, strengthen breaks, to invent breaks sometimes. That happens, that suddenly Christian is mixing a new break into it. And then for the first time hearing it and celebrating it, we feel, hey, that's great. And then it continues like this. For instance, in Almost Violent, there's a new break before the chorus, and that appeared, that was developed like this.
What would you say are the best and worst things about being Rotterdam?
The unworst.
The best and worst.
Yeah, what is the best and the worst?
What?
That's easy. I'm the best, he's the worst.
I would say, well, the best is to have the opportunity to be together as friends and touring all over the world in a moment, and this like this, since we're now touring, or before touring the US, you can say, to conquer in a way the world together, and to meet a lot of people. I mean, throughout the music, we have growing friendships. Like, we have really now friends in the UK living in London that we know over the music.
Yeah.
And they follow us all over Europe, although we don't owe them money or something. They just come.
They still follow.
Yeah, they just come to hear and follow, and so we have a good time together. That's really a big opportunity. that you meet a lot of people that you would never get to know without doing Rotuzan. So that's really great. And we try to enjoy it as much as possible, to do as best as we can to fulfill expectation when we're playing live.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So,
that was Rotosander backstage at Infest this year. This is DAG Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, and we're just going to continue with the tunes. This is Mesh.
Spiraling down, hoping that heaven reaches down. Are we spiraling down? There's something so heavy pushing me down. A place you've been to, but you pull me up somehow. Press my face in the ground. Maybe there's love at the feet of this crowd. Kick my head when it's down. Maybe the sense comes from hearing the sound. Doesn't matter.
Okay, you're listening to Dax Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. Right, we've just had a couple of interesting varied tracks. We finished the Rotterdam interview and went straight into Mesh with I Fall Over. Now, that's quite an old Mesh track, but I do like digging out Mesh every now and again. I know they're not everyone's cup of tea, but I do actually love their kind of basic kind of 80s-y synth poppy sound to them. But what did we have after that, Adam?
Right. The track after that was a bit of an odd one. A find from Infest more than anything else. And I think I can thank Matt and the Infected Sound Boys for pointing this on to me. But a weird American act called Terratron, and who appear to be rehashing all the 90s industrial that we all used to love and stomp away to. And it's absolutely great.
Just whilst that we're playing, we were just sat down saying, this sounds like this band and that band, and just naming bands, just all the noisy and poppy, and like I think I said Pop Will Eat Itself had a bit of a kind of influence in the sound, and there's lots of other kind of noises in there.
Yeah, and that track's called Wither and is the opening track from the album of the same title, and it, if you can find it, because I don't think there's many copies of it, it's well worth getting, and because I only heard 30 seconds before I bought it, but that was enough for me, and I'll certainly be playing more of it in future.
Fantastic. Right, I think I promised earlier in the show as well we were going to run down about the subculture, the new club in Leeds. Now, this opens from, basically where the basement was. So if anyone knows where the basement in Leeds was before it shut down at the end of last year, it is now reopening and being called the subculture. Now, this opens on Friday the 15th of this month. And it's got quite a selection of good nights there. It's got the Friday Flock moving there to the first Friday of the month. Now, I know we normally identify as the Friday Flock happening at the Mixing Tin, but what's happening with that is the Mixing Tin is retaining the second Friday of the month as Friday Flock Live. And there'll be more information about upcoming gigs and that kind of information that are going to be playing there nearer the time. That's probably next week's show. We'll be running down the gigs for the Friday Flock Live. But yeah, the subculture has the actual club night itself, the Friday Flock, moving there. And the Sundays are an interesting thing because it's not actually the same thing every single Sunday. We have a rotating kind of crew of nights occurring there. I believe the second Sunday of the month is a night called Amphetamine Logic, which is the Heartland guys and the Black Sheep guys, so playing quite a good mixture of trad goth probably in that night. The fourth Sunday of the month is a more bouncy goth night, brought to you by the guys from Resurrected, and they mentioned that briefly when they were in a few shows ago. And the first Sunday of the month is a night called Resonance, which is sat down on my piece of paper in front of me, described as industrial noise electronics. I believe, Adam, you've got something to let us know about this.
Perhaps, maybe, yeah. Well, it's kind of an offshoot of Tuesdays in Sheffield, I guess, at the Control Frequency, but will be slightly different. It will be me and the monkey boy, Tim, and Keith Baker, a noted noise artist, bringing the tunes to start with, and we're not entirely sure how it's going to work. The description will do for now because, well, we're going to just take it as it comes. Come down, dance, and we'll see it. We'll see what we do for future.
That does sound fantastic. I think it's probably worth mentioning, I skipped from Friday to Sunday there. I believe Saturdays are, again, a bit confusing because it's not exactly the same every Saturday. We have most Saturdays of the month a rock indie metal alternative night, I believe, kind of like the old Phono Saturdays,
but
a bit more kind of think back a few years. I guess we're just going to have to get ourselves down there to see what it's like, but I believe that's going to be called Substance.
That's correct, and there will be different DJs every week on a rotating basis, as I believe was the plan.
Yes.
But I haven't seen the list yet.
Yeah, I haven't had a hugely definite list, but I've been told it's going to involve various people that are fairly big in the Yorkshire scene, as it were, who have current nights and will be playing stuff that you'll have be fairly familiar with. But that's not every single Saturday. The Saturday that's it shares with a Wendy House weekend, it will be what looks like a night called Juvenile Hall, which is a kind of punk, hardcore, metal, emo, industrial night. Presumably they're not trying to compete with the same crowd against the Wendy House for that reason, which makes absolutely perfect sense. But we, I guess for more information than we've just given you here, www.thesubculture.co.uk. There seems to be listings of nights and stuff up there, and contact email addresses as we speak. Right, I think that's actually pretty amazing. We've got so much stuff going on in the area at the moment. It's pretty impressive that you can't really complain, saying you've got nothing to do. You've got a show to listen to, you've got nights coming out of your ears, really. But I think, as always, I'm going to continue with the tunes now, because time is against us. And we're going to continue with another pick from Adams. Do you want to intro this?
Yeah, this is from a brand new album I've just picked up over the weekend while I was in London, and this is the opening track from Terrafact's new album, the New York Noise Heads. This is from their album Teeth Grinder, and this is a track called Welcome to Hell.
Okay.
Welcome to hell.
okay. For some reason, I can't hear myself in the slightest at the moment. But I'm getting thumbs up from Adam that it's all going okay, so I've obviously left a button pressed. That's much, much better. Okay, right, you heard there a track from Adam called by a band called TerraFact with Welcome to Hell. Very, very, very noisy stuff, fantastic stuff. That is pretty much all the time we've got for this week. We're basically run out of time, like always, and we're going to leave you with a bit of a different speed of track. We're going to leave you with Absurd Minds with a track called Captivated. But you have been listening to Nige and Adam bringing you DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. Thank you for listening, and we will see you again in about a fortnight's time. Good night.